Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him, also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Now, how many of us through the years have prayed Psalm 85, verse 6, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Now, in truth, we do need revival. I know of no greater need for our church or even my own life than a revival. And here we have a verse of scripture in Isaiah that I believe gives us kind of some challenges concerning this idea of revival. And I'm encouraged by this verse as it assures us that God is willing to revive our hearts. And it tells us specifically what revival looks like. First of all, there's a holy focus. He says, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place. As long as our focus is turned inward, we're not going to see revival. And we need a fresh, not just a glimpse, but a focus on the holiness and greatness of our eternal God. Pride is the idolatry of self. We can be pretty hard on the Israelites and their worshiping of Baal and Balaam. Yet we can see that many times we have the problem of idolatry because of pride. And to experience revival, we must once again give Christ preeminence in our life. Pride is the idolatry of self. So we must have a holy focus. Secondly, we must have a humble fellowship. He says here, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, that the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, would desire to dwell with us. That's amazing. And it's very humbling. Perhaps even during very recent days, the Christmas season, many of us reflected on the meaning of Emmanuel, that is, God with us. And we know as believers, the Holy Spirit indwells us. But Isaiah 57:15 reminds us that those of a contrite and humble spirit can have a special awareness of God's presence and power. And when we're filled with ourselves, we have no need for God. And we do not walk in dependence on him. But when we humble ourselves before him and we focus on him, he revives us. When we are filled with ourselves, we do not walk in dependence on him. And then a hopeful future. A hopeful future. He ends up by saying, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. You know, revival is new life. It's not something that we manufacture. It's something that God gives. Something, in fact, that he delights to give. When God brings revival to a heart, there's no need to pump up, so to speak, that individual for the things of God. When a person is revived, they're consumed with God, with Christ, and they'll have his power filling their heart. Now, I wonder, again, we've asked this question already this year, do you want revival? It was G. Campbell Morgan who said, we cannot organize revival, but we can set our sails to catch the wind from heaven when God chooses to blow upon his people once again. When God does blow upon his people, It says here, for thus the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, to revive the heart of the contrite ones. And so I trust that it's your desire, it is my desire as your pastor, to have a holy focus, to have a humble fellowship, and to have a hopeful future. I trust that as God allows and gives grace, that that's what will happen in these days ahead. As our custom has been,